Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're singing the national anthem right now in Cleveland, Ohio, getting you set for tonight's All-Star game. A lot going on in baseball at the halfway mark, and a big feud between Justin Verlander and the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. We'll head out to the hotline right now. Welcome in someone that did play in an All-Star game in 2001, is a four-time World Series champion with the Yankees. Now does a great job, Fox Sports South, as a Marlins analyst. And that's our good buddy, Jeff Nelson, who's always kind enough to carve out some time with us on CBS Sports Radio. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Yeah, good. No problem.
Let me start you off with that 2001 All-Star game. I was looking up the stat line in the break. You struck out Moises Alou. You had Cliff Floyd to line out. You walked Albert Pujols. And then you got Charles Johnson to fly out to left field. What do you remember about that night?
That exact same thing.
That's
well,
it?
Back then it was, yeah, exactly.
All a blur
it.
Probably,
that's
right?
I think that was the first time that middle relievers made the All-Star team, because it was me, Mike Stanton, Paul Quantrill, and then Joe Torre came to us and said, we're going to split two innings. And Quantrill started, he may have started the sixth, got in trouble, Stanton had to bail him out, so I got to pitch the whole seventh inning. So I was excited anyway, because it was in Seattle. We had eight members of the Mariners that represented our team. That was the year we won a whole bunch of games. And, you know, I just came over from New York, signing back with Seattle. So my catcher was Jorge Posada, which I played with the year before. My shortstop was Derek Jeter. I think I had like six or seven guys on the field that I was playing with it at that 2001 year or 2000. So I was like, oh, this is nothing. I don't have any nerves whatsoever. But it was exciting. It was one of the most exciting times and one of the best accomplishments I think I've ever had. I mean, I really loved it.
When you walked into the clubhouse that night, what's going through your mind? Because you grew up probably as a baseball fan. You probably watched the All-Star game, and then you're going to be pitching in it later that night.
Yeah, you know, it was – I think any first-timer, you walk in the clubhouse and you're like, wow, I'm playing – or I'm on the same team at least for a couple of days with some of the best players in baseball. And then I get to compete against the National League against some of the best players in baseball. So then I start looking through the locker room, and I'm like, okay, did I give up any home runs to these guys? So if I didn't, then I'm good. But it was exciting because you're Juan Gonzalez, Pudge Rodriguez, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, it just went on and on. And then Cal Ripken, that was his last All-Star game. And also Tony Gwynn. So it was just an amazing time. And it couldn't have been any more perfect because it was in Seattle. And you know, you're just coming home and you're using the same locker.
When you got the news that you were going to be an All-Star, and you were in the league since 92, you got in the All-Star game in 2001, what do you remember about that day when you got the news that, yes, you would be going to the All-Star game?
Well, Brian Price, who used to manage the Reds, he was my pitching coach in Seattle, and we were with the Dodgers. We were in L.A. playing an interleague game, and he called down the bullpen, and it was early, like the third or fourth inning, and he asked he put me on the phone, the bullpen phone. And then when I picked it up, he says, oh, congratulations. We'll be the first one to congratulate you. You made the All-Star team. I was like, holy crap. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was that's what I remember. So my bullpen, my pitching coach called down to the bullpen in L.A., and it wasn't to get me up. It was basically to tell me I made the All-Star team.
A very nice phone call. Jeff Nelson here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Now the All-Star game, it's not that exciting, but I think it's very important because we could really showcase the personalities of these players. And in the day-to-day grind of the season, we always don't see the personality of these players. That's why I think tonight is so important. But how about last night, too, with the home run derby? I know the home run derby's been up and down over the years, but the last 3 years, you know, you have Aaron Judge, you have last year Bryce Harper, and this year Pete Alonso, you had Vladimir Guerrero and Peterson put on the show in the semifinals. A home run derby was awesome last night. So speak about the current state of the All-Star game and then also the derby last night.
I love the format. I love the new format of the home run derby. And I know everybody questioned Guerrero Jr. being in it because he only had 8 home runs. But what a show that he put on. I mean, he was amazing. And then to see Pete Alonso win, I mean, that was just as amazing. You know, I think it was a great home run derby. I enjoy it a lot better now that you have brackets and you compete against each other instead of the time and the outs or the amount of outs. You get 10 outs. I mean, that's just boring. I didn't like it. They made the new format, and I think it's outstanding. It was so much fun to watch. And the All-Star game, I never thought it should have meant something. It's an exhibition for the fans. And I know they did a little bit of different voting this year, and I thought that really worked out. I think the fans did a great job of getting it right. You know, sometimes, and I can understand players, like you look at Rendon for the Nationals, he's not going to play because he wanted to rest some injuries. I understand. They want those 4 days. But, you know, they add a bunch of other ones. But I still love the All-Star game. I think this is the best All-Star game out of any sport. I think these guys still have pride to win for their league. You know, they want to prove that the American League is the best or the National League is the best. So I think that part, it's perfect.
Jeff Nelson, 4-time World Series champion, 2001 All-Star, here with us, Zach Gelbin for Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio. I have to ask you about the commissioner and Justin Verlander. Verlander saying it's a bleeping joke with the way that the baseballs are produced now. He thinks they're juiced, and he doesn't like how the MLB is denying that. He talks about the Rawlings connection with MLB as well. Where do you lie on this one? Because we've seen a lot of home runs this year, as you know it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Justin Verlander because something's going on. And it's just, I mean, especially when the AAA affiliates are using or AAA leagues are using it as well. And I think they were like 3 or 4 times the amount of home runs that they hit last year. And this was, you know, maybe in May or June. So it's something's going on. I know the commissioner wants offense with the shifts and analytics. They want more excitement in the game. But, you know, the pitcher's numbers, speaking of a former pitcher, I think the numbers are inflated. I agree with Verlander. Something's going on, whether it's wound tighter, they're doing something to the baseball, Rawlings is, and they're just, it's guys that are hitting 20, 25 home runs, you know, a couple years ago or 5, 6 years ago, or maybe hitting 5 or 6. So it is a little bit strange.
Yeah, and right now I was reading an article in the Washington Post earlier today. 46 guys are on pace to hit 30 home runs or more, and 8 are right at that 29 mark. And currently we have 3,691 home runs. The record is 2017 with 6,105. So we're well on our way past that. You know, when we look at this, if you were a pitcher, would you kind of get crazy by this and maybe try to break down the baseball and see what the core of the baseball looks like?
I'm sure they have already. So, I don't know how. You can tear one apart and probably couldn't tell if it was wound tighter. But I'm sure a lot of guys have said, okay, I'm going to open up this baseball and see if there's any difference and maybe grab one that they've had maybe 10 years ago and see and experiment with it. But something's going on. You know, it's just it's strange how the ball is flying. Especially the pitcher that's that close. If the baseball is that much harder, are we risking injury? And is it a matter of time before somebody just winds up with a serious injury that they can't play anymore? So, you know, with that part, and I think Justin Verlander is probably concerned about that as well.
What do you think about the state of the game right now in terms of the quality of the product? Because when I go to games, it seems like there's a lot of downtime. You go to the concession stand, you don't feel like you miss much. If you go get a beer and it takes, an inning or two, you don't seem like you miss much because it's so much home run or strikeout, home run or strikeout. And I feel like we don't see as many stolen bases anymore. There's not much hit and run going on. Hit a ball in the gap, go first to third, hit and run situations. It seems as if the game right now is either a home run or a strikeout.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I still like the state, but I just don't like sometimes how it's played. I'm not a big fan of the shift, but, you know, hitters don't hit the other way and hit against the shift. You know, they used to. Guys used to be able to hit with 2 strikes. They shortened up their swing. They went the other way. You never was able to shift on them. And guys' numbers were just as good. Their averages were a lot better, but the power hitters were still hitting 40, 45 home runs, 50 home runs. And they were hitting against, you couldn't shift on them because they were so good with 2 strikes. I agree that ball, it's all or nothing. You know, I see guys that will never hit 10 or 15 home runs, and they're taking swings like they want to hit the ball out of the ballpark every single time. And at 0-2 swings, they're just swinging out of their butt every single time. So that's a little alarming because now, I mean, you look at the rosters, you look also a little alarming is you still have people or players on rosters that are hitting under 200. And we're talking, what, first couple weeks of July. That would never happen.
And we're talking about adding a DH too, Jeff. They want to add a DH to the National League.
Well, I kind of agree with that. I'm not a big fan of the pitcher hitting. If all the pitchers are getting all this money, you look at Max Scherzer, you look at DeGrom, you look at some of the best starters in the National League, do you really want them hitting and risking them having injury running the bases? I know that some of these guys love hitting. I work for the Marlins. I watch the pitcher hit every single night, and it's an automatic out. You know, I wish that, all of a sudden a rally starts. Guess who's up? A nine-hole hitter, and that's the pitcher. So I'm not a fan of the pitcher hitting. I grew up played my whole career in the National American League, so I actually love the DH, and I'm sure the National League will see the DH at some point.
Yeah, no, I think we are moving that way, even though the commissioner, when he was asked if it's inevitable today, he said no. But, with the way that they want more offense, I definitely think
right.
They'll add the DH and it could extend some guys' careers. Wrapping up with Jeff Nelson on CBS Sports Radio, let me ask you about something that I think you will not like, and I don't like it either, but maybe I could be wrong. This potential three-batter minimum if you make a change out of the bullpen. See, this is the problem with baseball, in my opinion. They focus so much on trying to shrink down the time of the game, but then you're going to ruin the strategy of the game. And really, the changes you're making, I don't think any of these changes are going to make a drastic difference on the time of the game.
Totally agree. I think now you're trying to dictate on how a manager's supposed to win, and wins are everything. You have an important inning, and all of a sudden you bring in a right-handed reliever, and you have to leave him in for three batters, that's wrong. Hopefully that'll never happen. I just think, why change things that are perfect, or why change things that are running so well, and now all of a sudden you want to try to dictate a team's win? I think that's ridiculous.
By the way, I have to ask you about the Yankees before we let you run, as we're talking to Jeff Nelson. Injury after injury in this first half. But this has really been something. They're going to be in the market for a pitcher. I don't want to say it's a two-team race because you never know what's going to happen in the postseason. But right now it does look like it's coming down to the Yankees and the Astros. There's still a lot of baseball left to play. But this should be a fun one the rest of the way, covering the Yankees and seeing how they're going to go up against the Astros if they meet up in the postseason.
It is. You can't count out the Red Sox, though. I mean, that's
fair.
One thing you can't do. They're awful scary. I know they're double-digit. I didn't even look last time how many games are back. But you can't count them out. I think the Yankees have had a tremendous year. They're going to continue to be probably the best team in the American League once they do whatever they're going to do with this rotation. I think they're going to be the most dominant and probably the favorites in the American League. You can't count out the Astros, but you can't count out the Red Sox as well.
Are you still a big Bumgarner fan? Do you still think if he goes to New York, he could be that stud that we've seen before in the postseason?
I don't know. I'm not I would like to see, yes, he's a guy. He's a guy because he's got three rings. He's been there before. How much wear and tear is on his arm? I mean, I see him more as a National League guy, him probably going to a National League team. As far as the Yankees, I mean, will the Mets trade with him, with Wheeler?
Probably maybe not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. You have Stroman in Toronto. I mean, some of the top pitchers are in your own division. I'm not a big Bauer fan. I know he's been out there, and there's the Yankees have scouted him. He's a great pitcher. I just don't – I mean, does he fit in New York? I mean, he's a quirky, weird dude. I don't know if he's a great teammate, and you don't need that. You don't need someone coming in your locker room, even though he's a great pitcher, just not meshing well with guys. I mean, they have a great locker room right now, New York does. Why mess with it?
Before we let you run, before we know it, the Hall of Fame ceremony is going to be here in Cooperstown. Doc Holliday, unfortunately, passed away, as we know, with the plane accident, but he's going to be a part of this class. Just reflect a little bit on the four guys that are going in that played when you played, and Edgar Martinez, Roy Doc Holliday, Mariano Rivera, and then Mike Messina.
Well, I have teammates with three of them, and watched Doc Holliday pitch for a number of years. And, you look at how many complete games he's had. He's had more complete games sometimes in a season than maybe, 10 or 12 teams combined. I mean, he was that kind of pitcher. He was fun to watch, and it's a shame that he's not going to be here to be able to accept this. Rivera, obviously, he's the best closer and one of the best pitchers I've ever seen.
What'd you learn the most from Mariano?
Just about that, you always have to have a short memory. You don't ever want to get too emotional about a win or a loss. Just to be able to come back, if you haven't done well, there's always tomorrow. I mean, look at him, 97. He gave up the home run to Sandy Alomar. He comes back, forgets all about it. 2001, the same way, When Gonzalez got the hit, the Yankees lost the World Series. And it's just one of those things, and I think that's easy to learn from them.
Well, hey, Jeff, can't thank you enough. Really do appreciate the time. Enjoy the All-Star game, all right?
Okay, thanks a lot. No problem, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.